That's fine. Mm-hmm. Around it, what do you think? Anything you need to do? I have a banana. I'm not doing you a good answer. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then I see the unprovoked, the wind, the muck, or the trees, the mastery. They ask us, which you must be sure. We still want to give one of the times in the gas heat to morning, you eat, you want to end in the game here, and every 4 minutes, and step away, you pull me.
I wouldn't know, because even my grandfather was an Anglican priest, as far as I can remember back, you know. I don't know anything. Gawili to son a bit of a.
Nego, abili ya. Ishe hazo ishte na ita stopuli sin.
Okay, my name is Alfie Chotan. I'm 77 years old. And I'm living at Mostatra. I've been living here since 1940, even though I was away for 10 years after I got married, but I came back here. And I'm gonna say that I was in a residential school for 8.5 years, and I didn't see my father nor my brothers and sisters. And when I came back, like when I was in the residential school, I spoke Ojibwe. I know people say now they were not allowed to speak their native tongue when they're in school, but up to a point but you couldn't do it well under supervision. Yeah. So, and then I came back here, and it was just stepping into a new world, it seemed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was so different. I missed the school, because that was my life. I spent 8.5 years there,
mm-hmm.
and I missed it. And I came back, it was just like a culture shock to me,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't understand really, I couldn't really understand Musqui. And my stepmother belonged to the East Coast, like Waskaganish,
mm-hmm.
and that's kind of Cree she spoke too. So I had a lot to learn. When I came back here, I could speak. There's people too spoke English, huh?
Mm-hmm.
When I came back here.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw my dad for the first time in 8.5 years, and my brothers and my sister too. My youngest brother was only a baby,
mm-hmm.
after my mom died. But anyway.
You went to school where?
So in Pelican Lake.
Oh, yeah.
Pelican Lake, yeah. That's where I went. That's where I was,
hmm?
My older brother and I.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we were.
Eight and a half years.
Long time. Yeah, I was there for 8.5 years. And when I was at school, we were taught to respect people for what they are, and it didn't matter what language they spoke or the color of their skin. We were told to respect people.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came back here, I met my dad. And